Audio Renaissance presents The Angels of Morgan Hill by Donna Van Leer. Read for you by the author.
It was raining real hard the day we buried my daddy. Mama said it was because the angels were crying. But after hours of drenching downpour, I doubted the angels were crying tears of joy about seeing Daddy in heaven, but instead were just downright upset about having him there. My father was a diabetic and a drunk, two conditions that don't get along well with each other. Doc Langley kept telling him the drinking was going to kill him, but Daddy never listened. He was playing cards with Beef, Dewey, and the rest of the boys one night when he had what they described as some sort of fit and passed out. They thought he'd just drunk too much, so they let him be, head down on the table for the next 12 hours while they finished their game. By the time one of the boys got the good sense to think Daddy wasn't taking a cat nap, trust me when I say that taking just 12 hours to figure something out was a record-breaking feat for them, they fetched the doctor, but Daddy was all but gone. Doc said it wouldn't have done any good if he'd gotten to him earlier. The alcohol poisoned his bloodstream and threw him into a diabetic coma. He was 28 years old. I was 9. The day we buried him was the same day I first saw a blackface up close. East Tennessee didn't have slaves during the Civil War, so there was never a large population of black people to settle there. Many lived in Greenville, but in my 9 years of life,